Chapter 13. Verse 2. Do you think that these Galileans was worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? Verse 3. I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Verse 4. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? Verse 5. I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Verse 6. A man had a fig tree, planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. Verse 7. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Verse 8. Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. Verse 9. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. Verse 12. Woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Verse 15. You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Verse 16. Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her? Verse 18. What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? Verse 19. It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches. Verse 20. What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? Verse 21. It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Verse 24. Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Verse 25. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, Sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you come from. Verse 26. Then you will say, We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. Verse 27. But he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers. Verse 28. There will be weeping there, and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. Verse 29. People will come from east and west and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Verse 30. Indeed there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. Verse 32. Go tell that fox, I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. Verse 33. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Verse 34. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Verse 35. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.